This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Someone just pointed this out. We were talking, you know, the kind of the whole transfer portal thing. And I went and looked. Arizona, the old Wildcats, they have 28 kids in the portal right now.
God.
TikTok Brent Brennan?
Boy. And then
yikes.
And then, of course, well, McMillan, their best player, he's going to the NFL. They have a big lineman who was all Big 12. He's going to the NFL. And they're saying that Fifita, their quarterback, is probably on his way out the door, too. Arizona may be the last person there to turn off the lights. Yikes.
And Brennan just had to go through that, right?
Yeah.
When they lost Fish.
Yeah, when they lost Fish.
Oh, boy.
It just goes to show you, man, losing a coach now, like, it's really hard to recover because they were supposed to, you know, there were high expectations for them, but they had lost so much. Ends up being a bad year, and now everyone's like, thanks for coming. I'm out. I mean, that's just, I feel bad for programs that have to, I mean, they're going to have to probably replace 40 kids. And you look at the number of, I mean, it's half your roster.
Well, is that a bad thing? Because didn't they win like three games?
Yeah, but I mean, from where you were at a year before, you want to talk about how quickly risers and fallers can happen. Like Florida State example, Florida State won what, three games this year? They went from 13-0 to this year, I think, where they were 3-9. Arizona gets Jed Fish. They put it together. There's like they won like nine games. Everything's going great. You've got this young quarterback, best receiver in the game, and here you are 2 years later. You don't have a roster. And a coach now that's sitting around being like, what the hell did I come here for? It's tough.
Sorry, they were 4-8.
Oh.
Not 3-9. No, I'm talking about Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So much better than I thought.
Well, it's hard right now to be Arizona.
Opening up the tickle trunk, there's a little bit of a rumor floating around our office today, and I have not had a chance to corroborate. But
Talk to me.
Well, at noon, the tickets for the Rose Bowl went on sale, the Ducks allotment of tickets.
Yeah.
And they were snatched up in like 30 minutes, and apparently there was some sort of glitch that led to not everybody that wanted them getting their hands on them, in a sense that they're all hitting the secondary market.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about that?
No, I have not. I have not heard anything on this. I am not a...
Well, I can't corroborate that, merely a rumor,
mm-hmm.
but it sounds like it was a bit of a debacle. I don't know, maybe our text line will help us if some Duck fans were trying to get in on tickets.
I'm sure that people were trying to buy
for the Rose Bowl, but if you wanted to buy them on... this is just through the university,
mm-hmm.
the university's allotment, but if you want to buy them on just out there now, you're paying at least $350 to get in the door.
Ouch.
And they're saying $500, $600, $700 if you want good seats.
Oof.
Well, to the Rose Bowl.
Someone said earlier that I think the pre-packages, they said for through Oregon with travel and everything, were they saying for two? I want to say they were
7,500. They said
7,500.
That's
yeah,
nuts.
It was.
You can pioneer your own travel, hotel, and ticket for a lot cheaper than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was just the idea of I'm sure you got good seats and you get the tailgates and all
every,
that.
And everything is kind of packaged for yes. you, so you don't have to hunt it down. You don't have to look for deals.
That's yeah. per person.
No, 7,500 for two.
For two, okay.
And that was through. And I'm sure that was the nice. Level
yeah,
of it.
I mean, I don't know. I could see somebody paying that.
Yeah,
or,
I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a spot for high-end packages.
Sure. But like you said, if you wanted to go down on your own, you can do it for much, much cheaper than that. But the tickets have been pretty robust. The sales across the board. There was a group of people that were I saw, and you always got to take stuff now that you see on the internet, and you're like, all right, is this true? But there was a group of Tennessee fans.
Not me. I believe it all.
That were people at Ohio State season ticket holders, and this is what I was saying about Ohio State. There's some people are saying that the enthusiasm for the home game at Ohio State is not what you think it would be. And so I guess a bunch of people at Ohio State were selling their pre-access codes to others.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Tennessee fans?
So I guess Ohio State was a bunch of people were saying, you have to show me a photo of you in Ohio State gear if you want my pre-sale code. So there was a whole string of people from Tennessee that were doing AI images of Tennessee people, and they were putting themselves in Ohio State. Gear.
No.
So yeah, I saw this whole thread. This was going on one of the Tennessee chat boards. I guess there's a group of people that is now like 1,200 strong from Tennessee that is planning to invade the Ohio, like the nice
Hell
Ohio,
yeah.
the Ohio State section. And they're like, this is going to be great. Imagine if like right in the middle of one of the primo sections of Red at the Shoe, there's just all this Tennessee orange because Dude. They faked their AI.
I'm sorry. I want that so
Me
bad.
Me too.
I want
that to be real.
That whole stadium to be orange. Because I'm sorry, now with this flag planting thing
yeah.
and just Ryan Day pouty face, like Ohio State is really starting to bug me.
Yeah, they're losing any sort of like goodwill that they had.
Yes.
If you didn't see it, was it a senator today?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a senator. His name is, or no, he's a representative.
Representative.
His name is Josh Williams.
Yeah.
And he introduced the Ohio Sportsmanship Act.
Yes.
What a freaking loser.
That would make, would make it a felony to plant your flag at the 50-yard line at the
dumbest
at the
thing
horseshoe.
I've ever heard.
Yeah, can't do it.
Felony. Jail time.
It would be punishable by, they say, up to a year in jail, $5,000 fine.
For a flag?
Yeah.
Dude, if I was someone on the other team, I like the coach, I would plant that flag just to be like, F you. That would be a Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm. Arrest my ass.
Yeah, flag!
Arrest my sap. Arrest me for putting a flag. And by the way, you can't plant the flag. It's fake turf. You're literally, by the way, can we say this? Like, everyone's talking about planting flags. All these stadiums have fake turf. You're not planting.
You can't
you're just,
actually plant a flag in any of them.
No,
except for maybe
just
Notre Dame.
Placing
it's just the, it's the action.
It's the action.
Of...
Symbolic.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Yes, Ohio State is starting to become a bit of a freaking joke.
They really are, and it makes us root for their demise.
Yes.
And I have nothing against Ohio State.
I don't either.
But their fans
when they played Oregon the two times, I thought the Ohio State fans were actually pretty cool.
The only thing I can think of, I was thinking about this today, this flag planting felony thing is so dumb.
Flag planting felony.
Well, it always bothers me when we have to create laws.
Yeah.
If you met Rick, he's a convicted felon. What did he do? Kill somebody? No, he planted a flag at midfield.
When we have to create laws to deter, like it happens once, maybe twice, some dumb kid, and we have to create a law to make sure that that dumb kid doesn't do dumb things.
Yeah.
Like, guess what?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Dumb kids, oh, just kids, not even dumb ones. They do dumb S. We don't have to have a law preventing all of it. No. It's so dumb. But the only thing, so I was racking my brain today, I'm like, what is, this is the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. And then I thought of one other college sports thing that I find dumber.
Than this?
Than this man trying to make it a felony to plant a flag.
Because this is pretty dumb.
Well, it's another fan base.
Okay.
And they get so butthurt that I think it became a
oh, I think I know where
I
you're
know
going.
Exactly where you're going with
I think
this.
I know where you're going.
You talking about the horns down?
Horns down.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. The Texas fans getting so butthurt about somebody doing a horns down with their little hand.
Didn't they want to make it like a conference rule or something?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
It'd specifically be penalized 15 yards if anyone did that.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Like, if you did it towards an opponent, 15 yards, unsportsmanlike.
Crying because someone goes horns down with their hand, you are a loser.
Jeez,
you have got to get a life.
Yes.
What do you think? So what do you think is worse? I think the horns down thing is worse.
Horns, yes. Because
but they weren't going to make it a felony. That's the difference. Yeah,
that's true.
I will say that the absurdity, the horns down, is dumber, but the fact that this jackwagon is trying to make it a felony.
15 yards versus prison
15
time.
15 yards versus a year in prison and a $5,000 fine. I'm sorry, this dip-ass wins. He really does. That is the dumbest thing, and it does. It makes me want Tennessee to just roll them by like 50. And then,
I'm going to be rooting for Tennessee.
And then plant the flag at like the 40.
I like Josh Heupel. Have I told you that?
Yeah, you're a Heupel guy.
I'm into Heupel now.
Yeah.
He's
really let himself go.
I know. It's weird to see him because I remember him as the quarterback.
Yeah, like a skinny little quarterback, and now he's gone all Brett Bielema.
Yeah, but he's a good coach. And I do hope that Tennessee goes in there and beats them and Ryan Day gets fired. And then they hire Mack Brown.
I'm trying to think of what would be the most well, I mean, they hired Belichick, so I don't know. Can you hire like the ghost of Don Shula? I'm trying to think of who's the crust outside of Bill now. Who's the crustiest, oldest coach that would still take a gig? Still take a gig.
What if they hired Lou Holtz?
Lou Holtz. Well, there's always these coaches.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
Lee Corso is offensive coordinator.
Oh my God. He's waiting for that.
That's elder abuse.
He's waiting for the Indiana job. But there's always these coaches that are like broadcasters that try to get their name thrown out there. Oh, Rex Ryan's doing this.
Is he went back in?
Yeah, Rex wants back in. Go hire the Ryan brothers. Go get fat Rob Ryan and then Rex Ryan.
Rob Ryan doing?
I don't think anything.
Drinking.
Aren't we all?
I don't think he has a job.
Well, I heard from somebody who was like covering one of the teams that he wanted to get back into it, and basically the league was kind of like, you need to dry out before you get another job.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That bad, huh?
Well, there's like videos of him and his brother fighting people at bars and crap like that. Like
it sounds like he may be a consultant for the Raiders.
That's about right.
Yeah, he gets to
hang out in Vegas, drink all
he's
he wants.
He's a senior defensive consultant. So he drinks.
Okay.
Ooh, YouTube chat says not crusty, but old, Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete wants back in. Yeah, and he is.
Pete Carroll to Ohio State.
Well, I mean, Pete is, Pete's one of those guys banging the drum. He came out recently and said that he wants to get back into coaching. So there you go. Pete Carroll to Ohio State. I see your Bill Belichick and I raise you a Pete Carroll.
Wow.
And by the way, there's not many people that could out-resume Pete Carroll, but Bill does that in spades.
All right. The tickle trunk is open. Up next, we move to the NFL. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.